It's 8:12 on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com, chilly 47 degrees. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Kyle Mullen, who's the editor of the MERS newsletter. Kyle, how are you?
Great. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing well. Are you going up to the island?
No, I decided not to. I mean, none of the legislators were going up there, you know? None of the lobbyists were going up there. I mean, it's kind of more of a Southeast Michigan thing this year.
Yeah, it is, and a lot of those folks won't be there either, as a lot will be in Detroit for the Grand Prix this weekend.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, all the attention shifting to the Grand Prix probably this afternoon. And, you know, now even that is questionable how many legislators are going to show up to that. We had a state senator from West Michigan, whose son passed away last week, and so the funeral was Friday, and a lot of legislators are going to be driving to West Michigan for that.
Tell us about Thaddeus McCotter. His campaign is in a shambles. Tell us about this story.
Well, Thad McCotter basically gave his petition signature duties to apparently a trusted campaign staffer, who then turned around and appears to have photocopied old petitions with prior signatures on it, and tried to paste on new dates onto the old petitions, ran them off a couple times, and submitted them to the Secretary of State as new signatures. And the Secretary of State was pretty quickly able to determine that the petition signatures were fraud, and threw them away, and left Thad McCotter with only 244 valid signatures, and that's far less than 1,000 you need to make the ballot. And so McCotter's pretty embarrassed, obviously, and, you know, being a sitting congressman right now, he is not on, he's probably not going to make the August primary ballot. The state board of canvassers will end up making that final decision next month. But, you know, what it looks like is he's going to have to run a write-in campaign in order to make the ballot as a Republican nominee in November. To do so, he's going to have to be in a name on the ballot. There was actually another Republican who filed to run for that office in the 11th Congressional District, which is Wayne and Oakland County, by the name of Kerry Benifolio. And he's promising to run an actual campaign and give McCotter a run. And I got to tell you, Tony, running a write-in campaign is very difficult. And Thad's actually coming into this as the underdog.
How does this happen?
He left the duties of the petition signatures to somebody who obviously was either lazy or was taken by surprise by how few signatures he had or she had, and or in panic. I mean, it's either laziness or panic or carelessness. We're not quite sure, but he's, you know, Thad McCotter has cooperated with the Secretary of State and has asked the Attorney General to look into this and wants to get to the bottom of the situation, and is hoping the Attorney General does, and he's cooperating in any way that he can. I mean, this is campaign fraud, potentially, and he wants to cooperate.
You recently wrote that the school bus composed of higher education, community college, and K-12 budgets for fiscal year 2013 appears to have blown a tire and is not likely to get to the governor by next week. What do you mean by that?
Well, the school bus is kind of the name that we've given the second omnibus bill. You know, there's two omnibus bills that the House and the Senate have used to pass their budgets for fiscal year 2000. For the upcoming fiscal year. The first one is the omnibus, and that one's got all the departments and general fund spending that is set aside for the next fiscal year. The school bus deals with the school aid fund, and that's the fund that we've given to the universities and community colleges in K-12. And that one is in real big trouble because the House and the Senate hasn't agreed yet to what they're going to do with the higher education funding. You know, Governor Snyder said that he wanted to set aside $38 million in new funding for the next fiscal year based on certain metrics that he wanted the universities to meet. Well, the House and the Senate took a look at it. They came up with some different metrics they wanted to use. Well, now the state House and Senate leaders can't come to a compromise on what metrics they want to actually use. And so they're basically back to the drawing board and trying to figure out what they want to do. Without the higher education piece and the K through 12 piece still not finalized as well, it's not looking very good. But that school bus is going to get passed by the June 1 self-imposed deadline the legislature and the governor set for themselves.
That will be somewhat surprising, and it will also be somewhat surprising if funding is decreased from higher ed.
Well, and it won't be. I mean, there will be more money for higher education. This is the increase that they're talking about, the $38 million increase, and how they're going to divvy that money up. I mean, all the schools are going to get a little bit more money. It's just a question of how much more money they're going to get. Now, the legislature is poised to pass that omnibus bill, it looks like, today. There's going to be a conference committee at 12:15, and that will presumably approve the omnibus. It'll go to the House and then later the Senate for a final approval to the governor. So it looks like that one's good to go, and so they can say that that one, you know, the big omnibus budget bill got passed by June 1. Unless they want to come back on Friday, I don't see how it's going to happen. And coming back on Friday, like I said earlier, is going to be a little problematic for some of the senators and House members, because, like I said, we have a funeral in West Michigan that they really want to attend for a colleague who lost his son last week.
Ari Adler is the press secretary for Speaker of the House, Jace Bulger, and he recently may have the shot of the year so far. I love political shots on Michigan Democratic Party Chair Mark Brewer. Ari Adler, and I quote, says, "He's reaching a point of shrillness that only the dogs will be able to hear." Why did he say that?
Well, Mark Brewer filed a complaint against the Speaker of the House yesterday, complaining that when Roy Schmidt, who was the Grand Rapids Republican who changed parties a couple weeks ago from Democrat to Republican, when he filed his identity of affidavit of identity, it was signed by one of the speaker's staffers, and he presented proof that, you know, he presented proof of the affidavit, and then he went ahead and showed that this woman indeed works for the speaker, and went ahead and filed that complaint. Now, the problem, though, is that he can't really prove that she filed it during working hours, you know, or on staff time, or did it in the Capitol. And so I think, you know, and so that's where Ari Adler's going. It's like, you know, she did it on her own time. She did it after hours, outside of the House building, so, you know, she can notarize whatever she wants, which is true. And so to make his point, he pulled out the affidavit of identity of 10 Democratic candidates that were notarized by a House Democratic staffer, and making the same point, saying, well, if this was a problem, then all of these are a problem as well. So that's why I made the comment about the shrillness that only the dogs could hear. I thought it was pretty good. That was right off the cuff.
Tell us about the two bills that the members of the House Tax Policy Committee have been working with.
Well, this is part of the budget, Tony. This is part of the income tax decrease that they're working on right now. House wants to move up the date of the income tax rollback for the state from 4.35% to 4.25% by 3 months. They want to move that up 3 months, so that's one bill. The other bill wants to increase the exemption by $250 for the next year. That moves that up to, I believe, $49.50, somewhere in the, yeah, I think it's $49.50 per individual. And that's another bill that's going through right now. Those bills will get passed by the House overwhelmingly, either as soon as today, you know, and probably today, if not today, the next week, and then the Senate will take up those bills as well.
And something that may affect you and I, the Michigan Senate and House of Representatives offer the public as well as lobbyists, free wireless, but there are some stipulations on that in regard to Twitter and other social accounts like Facebook could put a hamper on the way we do work. Tell us about this.
Well, I don't know about the House signal, but yeah, the Senate signal, there's, you know, you can't access Facebook or Twitter. Now, when you go in, just so the listeners know, when you go into the Capitol, There are two free public wireless signals you can use, one for the side of the building that is the House and the other for the side of the building that is the Senate. And the House has allowed the public to access Twitter and Facebook, I believe. I think I've been able to use both of those on that signal. But on the Senate side, they haven't. They restrict that access to their own staffers and so forth. So you can't access that. And, you know, that's just one of the stipulations you agree to when you do the wireless signal. I just end up using my cell phone and using the wireless signal if I need to access either of those two things. But there's very strict things that you can't look up on the Senate side. And, you know, it's part of the agreement that you make.
All right. Final question for you. Is there someone campaigning in the state of Michigan who's using Madonna goodies to entice people to vote for them?
Madonna goodies?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one.
Well, apparently Trevor Thomas.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Kind of in passing. Explain it more to me.
Well, apparently, and this is from a story that I found online, and where did I get this? DetroitNews.com. And apparently, for folks who sign up to support his campaign, they'll be eligible to win some Madonna memorabilia.
Oh, wow.
And I just find that interesting. I wonder if that will help him beat Justin Amash for that seat in Cascade Township.
Well, I mean, he's going to have to win the primary first. He's got a real competitive primary against Steve Pesca, a former legislator from Grand Rapids that has the support of organized labor and a lot of the establishment out there. So, you know, that sounds like kind of a fun gimmick. I mean, you know, see how far it gets him. But he's got a primary he's got to win here first.
All right, go to MIRSnews.com, and you'll find Kyle as well as the rest of the staff covering state politics in just a great way. Thanks so much, sir.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Tony.
8:24 on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's 48 degrees.